you begin your day and rub that sleep out of your eyes while sipping down coffee, you may be a bit curious what's going on out there in the world. And there's a lot of stuff, so we've broken it down and we're going to tell you what's trending. What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? Have you guys ever put up the YouTube video of the burning fireplace during the holidays?
I haven't done the YouTube version, but it's on demand on Xfinity.
Yeah.
They have one of those. I've done that before, and it's so stupid because I have a fireplace, and the TV is right above the fireplace, and I think it's so funny that I'm having the fireplace not on, but the TV.
I do the same thing, and I think it's so funny.
Plus, it's cheaper in my bills.
Oh, hell yes.
Yeah.
Well, apparently the person who originally posted that back in 2016 has made more than $1 million from ad revenue.
See, we need to figure this crap out.
That's
amazing.
What's my thing going to be?
Imagine like someone's like, how are you a millionaire? Or how did you get this beautiful home? He's like, well.
Have you seen the YouTube fireplace?
Right. You're not going to believe me. But I made a stupid video, put it on loop for 10 hours, and now I'm a millionaire because of it.
It has racked up over 157 million views. And apparently this channel does not abide by YouTube's rule to have at least 3 uploads, which even allows it to be considered for the partner program with YouTube. But that rule only came into effect in 2023, so this 2016 channel shouldn't be subject to it.
Oh, that makes me so mad. Imagine if you couldn't get something monetized because, like, whatever the reason. Like, I still, not that you can control this kind of stuff. Remember when I that stupid video on my Facebook page I put up there? It was just us trying to get a bag of Sun Chips out of the vending machine.
Damn chips.
And it ended up getting over 11 million views and hundreds of thousands of likes and comments and all this engagement, and I saw $0 from it.
Nothing.
I mean, Sun Chips did send me a box with a bag of like with some of their Sun Chips, which
did
was kind
of really?
Yes.
Oh my god, you're like
hilarious.
An influencer.
Far from it. I'm more of like just a broke ass idiot that had 11 million views on a page. But it was so bad, the notifications were so annoying, and I wasn't making money off of it that I just didn't touch my Facebook page for months.
Because
I was like, I can't deal with this. Like, I'm so mad right now.
You got paid in chips. That's pretty cool.
It's better than nothing. Have you ever been to a hockey game where they do the teddy bear toss?
Yes.
It's one of my favorite things. First time I ever went was at a T-Birds game. I didn't even know they were doing it. And then all of a sudden, the way it works is people bring teddy bears and they give them to kids that are in need. But like whenever the first goal is scored, everybody just chucks the bears on the ice. And it's just like a sea of stuffies. And first time I ever went to a T-Birds game where they did this, I was like, this is weird that everyone has a stuffed animal, but whatever. And then when they scored, all of a sudden, all the stuffed animals were thrown on the ice. I'm like, this is the greatest thing ever.
So fun.
Well, apparently, it's a big deal over in with the Hershey Bears, which is a Pennsylvania minor league hockey team. And their annual bear toss over the years have just raised a bunch of money and bears and all that kind of stuff. Well, over the weekend, they did their teddy bear toss, and 82,000 teddy bears were tossed on the ice. Here's what it sounded like.
For the line bell, PDO shot, late goal! Sweet cuddly mayhem! It's a sky full of stuffies! It's the teddy bear toss magic in Hershey!
It's a sky full of stuffies!
That is amazing, though, to be able to pull that off in just a couple of seconds.
And one time I went to one of them, and nobody scored for like a couple of periods.
Oh,
and it was
gosh.
Just like this anticipation, like, somebody's got to score. We have all these, I'd imagine maybe when the game ends, you just throw them on the ice if nobody does. Thankfully, somebody did. But this wasn't even their best year. 82,000 bears, not their best year. Last year, they threw 102,000 teddy bears on the ice.
Good for them.
And visually, it's funny because then the players are all trying to like sweep them up with their stick. I got to take Tatum to one of those.
Oh, she would love that.
I feel like that's like the gateway drug to hockey.
Oh my gosh, you cracked the code.
I did. The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.